All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, July 24th of 2025. Looking ahead here, had a number of sports get underway earlier today. We had some League of Legends action. We had golf tee off earlier this morning, and then we also had tennis earlier this morning as well. So good luck to all of you playing those slates. For the rest of the day, we have a four-game MLB main slate as well as a three-game WNBA slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. And didn't have any questions prior to the show, so I figured we would just go straight into a build demo here. Let me just check Office Hours one more time. Yep, we are all set there. Just in case you guys haven't been keeping up, I know we're like not always pinging, but there have been some updates going live, you know, in the app. We had some release notes earlier today to fix a number of things around late swap and groups, like fixing bugs, UI stuff, golf stuff, contest sim stuff. You know, the team is like constantly improving and trying to make things work like seamlessly, flawlessly. So all these things should make the process just smoother over time, and the team is not slowing down. So I wanted to just shout out Scott and the team for continuing to chug away there. And I hope that the app experience just gets better and better for everybody with the new update. So anyways, let's get in here. First thing, you know, probably like a good opportunity to talk about this. Templates, right? I've been talking with like a lot of people in support and like, hey, you know, I want to do this. I want to do that. You know, what are ways I could set these things up, right? I think templates have like a ton of potential here, right? Like, let's say you want to group all your satellites together and, you know, play a kind of treat them like as a whole. So like what I would do is say, you know, set up one that says create a lineup group for each contest. Maybe you do it for like your GPPs, right? Okay. So for my GPPs, I want them all to have an individual group, right? That way I use the contest specific ROI, all those things. Some people I've seen have been doing it where they're, you know, grouping all their single entries together, right? It's like, okay, create a lineup group for all of my contests that are GPP and maybe my entries equal one, right? It's like, okay, I'm going to group all of my single entries together, right? And then I'm going to use portfolio. So then you save that one. Okay, like now I have a group for all of my single entries. Well, then maybe I do another group, right? And I'm saying, okay, group all of my satellites together, right? Type is satellite. There's a small caveat with this one, which is what I was messing around with. You guys might have seen that one that said like custom satellite. So we don't pull in, and just probably just a good thing to talk about. We don't pull in every single contest in the lobby. You know, you scroll through here, mostly GPPs, some satellites, some multipliers, but not like a ton of them, okay? I think eventually we do want to like pull in every contest, but right now we don't. So there are going to be times, like if you're playing a lot of satellites, you're going to upload them and the type is going to be custom, because a custom contest basically means we don't recognize it and it is not in our default contest list. So although it is a satellite, although it, you know, you are playing a satellite, SaberSim does not see it as such. So something that you might run into, which is why I want to cover it, is it might be better to group your satellites by saying, create a lineup group for all of my contest where percent to first equals 100. This will capture custom and regular satellites because what the percent to first, well, what happens when you upload is that we set a basically like a 100-man winner take all. We assign that payout structure to all of those contests. So this is like a quick and easy way of doing that. So just some tips, some things I'm seeing as, you know, time goes on here that I want to share with you guys. But yeah, templates, super, super useful. And then remember, if you start it, it will auto create it upon uploading an entry file, or it will auto create it the next day, right? When you upload your entry file, you won't have to go and reset it up every single time. So a lot of potential there. I'm just going to stick with this one for now. First question of the day. Hi, can I rebuild lineups that I already downloaded from lineup groups without adding more lineups? All right. Can I rebuild lineups that I already downloaded without adding more lineups? So I might not be following exactly what you're trying to do, but some ideas here about like potentially your different options, right? So like, let's say I run a build. Okay. I'm just going to run my first build. And then we'll at least get like some lineups. All right, so we'll start here. Miami said, dang, my way was much more extensive. Yeah, like you could end up in a spot where like you were like creating a manual group and like adding them all in like one by one, right? But there's a lot of like potential with the requirements to expedite those processes. Like using the template is like effectively using a group auto rule, right? It's like, hey, I want to group together all of the players under like a certain ownership or something like that, right? Or like I say, use no more than, you know, two players, and then I add the requirement, right? And like, you know, ownership, I don't know, greater than 20, right? I'm just making stuff up. And then this, what it does, right, is it goes and grabs all the players over 20% and puts them into a group for you. You could do a group manual rule where you go and click them all yourself, right? This is the equivalent of like using a manual lineup group by clicking this button or using the templates to like expedite the process, right? And then the group, you would, the lineup group, you'd have to do it every day. The template will carry over slate to slate. So yeah, that's probably like the closest like relative in the app is how the rules work. Okay. So back to this other question, right? So here we've built 500 lineups. Okay. Now, if I had an entry file loaded, right, and I had contests assigned to this group, at this point I could just save. So like this download lineups button would say save all, right? It would be green. Now, you have a couple options here. So one is saving. Number two is you could download the raw lineups where the lineups effectively aren't. So the big difference between save all and downloading via this download icon in the group, this downloads just the lineups with their positions. The save all attaches the lineups to your contest. So like if I download here, right, and then I open this, you know, this is the one lineup I have, but there is nothing that indicates what contest this lineup goes into, right? If I do save and I have an entry file, it's going to say, hey, this contest gets this lineup. And then when you upload it to like DK, they're going to be like, oh, okay, I know where to put this lineup, right? That's the difference between these two. Now, if you want to rebuild lineups, right, you will lose all of these lineups that you have. So there's a couple options here. Number one, you could download these lineups, and then upload them to a new build. So you click the plus icon. When you have a build with no lineups, you can right-click on it. You could use upload pool. And then I can grab that file that I just had. And then now it's going to put the lineups into this build. And I only downloaded one because I downloaded it from the group. So like that's why I only have one lineup here. And then I can open this up and then I can see the lineup, right? So it's that one lineup I had. So that's one way to do it. If you wanted all the lineups from that build, then you would just download from the pool section, not the group section, right? So I would download from pool. But if you only wanted the lineups in your group, you could download from the group. So you got to figure out which one serves your purpose there. Another thing you could do is you could favorite the lineup, right? There isn't a way to mass favorite lineups. You do have to click them one by one. So if I click this bookmark icon, I'm going to send the lineup to the favorites. Now when I rebuild, the lineup will still be in my favorites unless I right-click and select clear favorites. Then it goes away. So those are your main options. Saving, downloading your pool, downloading your groups, rebuilding, favorites. Or the other option is like just open a new build and run a new set of lineups in that build instead, right? And then you can also clone your workspace. Like, hey, I've set up some rules and made some adjustments to salary and, you know, done a number of other things in this build. I don't want to have to do it again. Okay, right-click on the build you're on. Click clone. It will carry over everything that's active. If you've unchecked players, if you've set min-max exposures, all of those things will get carried over to your new build when you click clone. And then we'll let this load up. And also, this is a newer thing with the update. It carries over your pool lineups as well. That is very, very new. Before it used to just only carry over your adjustments, like rules, projections, checking players, player pool, but now it actually carries over the lineup. So you get a brand new build with these lineups. You should feel free to just click rebuild at this point, and then those original lineups are in your build one. So those are kind of all your options. I really hope one of those serves your purpose. Let me know if there's any follow-up. Next question from Duckman. If two SaberSim Ultimate users enter same slate with max entries and use no special rules and do not iterate on the build at all, will the sim give out the same lineups? So the answer is no. And the reason for that has to do with something in the settings, okay? When I click this, I have these two sliders, correlation and sim diversity, okay? SaberSim is not building the highest projected lineup first, and then the second highest projected, and then the third. It is not a traditional optimizer solving a mathematical problem. You can make the builder that way if you want. We don't recommend you do it. So the build mode, by changing it from sim mode to optimizer mode, if you and I both ran a build on optimizer mode at the same time with the same set of projections, we would get the same exact lineups because there is only one mathematical highest possible scoring lineup, and we would both get it because that's what optimizer mode does. What sim mode does, depending on sim diversity, where it's set at, it takes a different number of game simulations for each game on the slate, plays them out, uses the fantasy points the players score in that set of sims, and then it builds the best possible lineup and then puts that lineup into your pool. So for instance, right, zero sim diversity uses all the sims. 10 sim diversity uses one sim. So at 10, it's kind of easier to explain this at the extremes. It's going to take one sim of Toronto, Detroit, one of the Padres, St. Louis, one of the Athletics, Astros, one of Seattle Angels. There are 25,000 sims of each game on the slate. So not only can it take one out of 25,000, but now you take that to the power of four because it can happen four different times. Well, now the number of possible combinations of sims you can get, it gets astronomically high, like, very, very high exponents. And like numbers, like we can't even like explain. or I can't even explain. It's like 10 to the power of like 12. I don't know. Something crazy with a lot of zeros. So that's why it is unlikely that you and I both get the same lineups when we build at the same time, even using the same tool. Now, where this changes a little bit is in showdowns for mainly two reasons. Number one is a limited player pool, okay? There are less players on the slate. Therefore, there are just less combinations on the slate. There are less possible overall lineups. I think like on like a 10-game MLB slate, there are millions of possible lineups. Now, the number of lineups you might want to play, that's where things get like a little bit interesting, right? That's kind of why duplication is more of a factor in showdowns, because, you know, you might not want to play, you know, there might be 100,000 possible lineups, but you might not want to play 50,000 of them, right? You don't want to play the guy projected for 1 point in your captain spot or something like that, right? So now your viable lineups of that you're willing to consider come down, right? Some of this has to do with salary, right? There is some salary threshold. There might be, you know, 100,000 lineups, but there might only be 20,000 that fit within the salary parameters that you're using, right? So number of different factors. When it comes to duplication, though, I try to think about it just like on a contest level and not solely a SaberSim level. Like, I'm not worried about, oh, I need to differentiate between other people using SaberSim. Like, no, I just need to be aware, like, hey, I need to differentiate between all users in this contest based on the format that I'm playing. I don't know exactly, you know, how many SaberSim users take up a contest on any given day. What I do know is that, and this is like public knowledge, when we run our max challenge for NFL season, you can, you know, the Google Doc we share like shows you like, hey, you know, this many people played the mini max and participated. So you can like kind of figure out how many SaberSim users were in the contest. And what last time I checked, it was about like 15%. And that is a contest we are like heavily like promoting and doing a promotion for. So, you know, SaberSim at the end of the day still only takes up a, you know, small chunk of the DFS lobby. And so I don't think you need to be like overly concerned about duplicating between other SaberSim users and just consider it more on like a overall level. Like, hey, do I need to worry about duplication? Yes or no. So just some insight there. All right. Question from Sammy. Afternoon, Andrew. I've noticed when I decide to put all my single entries into a single set to one, get like limited exposure errors when going between portfolios and uniques and tend to mess the average projection. I've noticed is when I go do the same for my two max, it tends to do the same after the initial error. I didn't mess with exposures, maybe some projection adjustments. Thanks. Okay. Some of these questions are like a little bit hard for me to answer because this is like, hey, it seems like something's going wrong, right? This feels like an error, feels like a bug, maybe. For these troubleshooting type things, the best thing to do, in my opinion, is go to the top right, go to report a problem, and then let us know like, hey, you know, I set one exposure and it threw an error, you know, feels kind of weird. In general, what we've been telling people is that our portfolio solver is not as good at meeting exposures as uniques are. And these two are different as far as like logic goes. So if you are somebody who is setting, you know, min and max exposures, trying to be very particular, I would recommend switching to uniques because this option is much more likely to meet your request than the portfolio version is. So there's a little bit of like a trade-off. Like, hey, you have to ask yourself, right? Do I care more about getting my exposures and my takes in, or do I want to prioritize utilizing the portfolio solver. There is a small, you know, middle ground there where you can get some exposures and use portfolio. But if you go too far, you know, you will get errors. So you got to figure out, like, the kind of three options, I guess. One, do I get all of what I want and use uniques? Do I not get what I want and use SaberSim? Or do I try and get a couple things I want, maybe like my most important, my most heavily convicted adjustments, and then, you know, like, leave the rest out while still using portfolio, right? And that third option, I don't know, feels like the best option, a little bit of the best of both worlds. You get a little bit of what you want. You kind of put yourself, like, in a hard spot. You know, I always talked about, like, hey, when we had uniques, you know, when you use uniques, or like when uniques were like the primary thing, we didn't lose it, but it's still here. When you up your uniques, you know, you're putting pressure on SaberSim to say, you know, who do you want to prioritize when you are given this restriction of using more, less of the same players in lineups, right? Kind of the same thing where it's like, but now it's kind of on you. We're like, hey, where are, like, my most impactful adjustments or the things that I care about? You know, I might have a list of 10 things, but, you know, after about five, SaberSim starts to have errors. And I really want to use portfolio. You know, what five do I, like, care the most about that I will be kicking myself for if I don't put them in, right? And then you'll kind of figure out, like, okay, you know, yeah, I had this opinion, but it wasn't, like, my strongest take, right? I'm kind of okay forgetting that one. And then you kind of, like, weed it down to, like, your most impactful. And, like, usually the ones that you care more about, I don't know, you probably have, like, more of a basis for making that adjustment. And I bet you that, like, the outcome is probably right more than wrong compared to, like, some of your less convicted adjustments, right? So maybe you're putting yourself in a spot to be more accurate. So just some food for thought there. Duck makes a good point. Keys to just choose one of those and be consistent. Yeah, you got to figure out which one works for you, right? And you know, I might talk to three different people and three of them might have different answers, right? And that's okay. You know, my job here is, like, hey, these are all your options. You know, you got to figure out which one speaks to you the most, which one works for you the best, and then take that one and run with it. You know, yeah. So, like, once you figure out, like, hey, this is kind of where I'm leaning, or this is the bucket I fall into, like, cool, you know, stay there and use it. Sammy said, send my follow-up. Reason why portfolio is lower than uniques when checking average projection metrics. Thanks. I did hear somebody else mention this as well. Frankly, I don't know. And it obviously isn't a bad thing. I think that what happens here, and let's put, like, 20 lineups in here. Let's run a contest sim. I actually have an idea, and this comes from golf yesterday. So we were doing a golf demo yesterday, and what I noticed, I was comparing uniques to portfolio and showing some of the differences in exposure, right? I think this is what's happening. It's like, when I sort by ROI right now, top exposure, 65%, 55%, 45%, 45%, Seattle 1 through 4 hitters. Okay. Top exposure, Cal Raleigh, right? Well, home run leader for the year, really, really good hitter. When I switch to portfolio and we let this run, doesn't look like it changed. Hold on, let's change it back. 65, 55, 45, 45. Let's run the sim with it on portfolio. Let's try this. Okay, so it did change this time. Well, it didn't change very much. I thought we might see, like, a bigger change. Let me just go back to golf from yesterday, because, like, this actually really kind of shows. It might just be because it's like a four-game MLB slate that there's not that much going on there. Okay, so we're going back to golf from yesterday because I think this is going to show it better. Okay, so when I scroll over to exposures in portfolio, top exposures 38%, 36%, 34%, 32%. When I switch to uniques, okay, there we go. It updated. Top exposures, 62%, 62%, 60%. Now, my guess here is what's happening is that these players are higher projected, higher value, and SaberSim is not diversifying as well in uniques. So it's basically jamming some of the better players, some of the better projected players, some of the better value plays at a higher rate. This is why when you switch to portfolio, your ROI actually goes down a little bit because SaberSim is spreading out a little bit more. You know, I think it's probably worth it, the portfolio diversification, to not be so concentrated. But I believe like this would be the highest likely reason why you see higher projection with uniques than you do with portfolio. All right. Glad we, I think we got a pretty good answer to that one. Might be a little biased. All right. Another question from Miami. Portfolio better, seeing the same message on occasion, so I chalk it up, do it, and move on as is, and don't see it again for a few days. Right on. And anytime you guys see something weird, you know, like I was talking about the announcements earlier today, and, you know, the team, like, fixing things. We want to fix all those things, right? So the more you guys, like, report it, you know, you guys aren't bugging us, it's okay. We understand when you guys are frustrated. So the more reports you guys send in, the more things we can get over to the team and get resolved. So even if you see it, you know, once in a while, hey, let us know. All right. A couple more questions rolling in Office Hours channel. What is the lineup group type of manual used for? Good question. So this is a way to simply choose players. So like an easy example, like if I went to baseball today and maybe I had an idea of which pitchers I liked, maybe I really like two pitchers and I'm like, hey, no matter what, I want to play one of them no matter what. We'll just get rid of this for now. We don't need it. So then I would go to rules. I would go to group manual. I would click edit players. This allows me to just simply select the players I want. So then maybe I just go, you know, I want either Kikuchi or Gray in every single lineup. And then I save the group. It'll say use at least one. I could say exactly one, but if I'm okay with both of them, I say at least one. So manual just allows you to personally select which players go into this role. All right, next question. Hello, my question is, can you keep the system from opening the DK contest page? It keeps triggering a false positive response to them as though I'm opening the site in a different location. Yes. So go to this top right menu, turn off open to contest tab. No, that's not it. Where is this setting at? So it used to be a setting in here, lineup groups, contest tab, dark mode. Void duplicates. Okay. I will find out where that setting is and respond to you. The only place I can think maybe it is in Classic. Maybe it didn't get carried over. Maybe it's on contest app. All right. I will figure out where that button is. It's a toggle somewhere. And I don't know why I'm having trouble finding it. But either way, you asked in Discord, so I could follow up there. and figure it out. Duck said, what about in templates? Let's check. No. I don't know where it is. I'll find out and I'll respond. But good question, obviously. All right. Looks like we are all caught up with questions here in both Discord and the chats here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.